Okay, so I want to talk to the Ramban, the problem in the Ramban that we had. It could be that it has to do with the end of the Ramban, where it talks about the Yerushalmi, and that's a whole punk that together with the Ramban in Makkas Dav Zayin. I'm not sure that I want to go into that or not. Maybe next time. But I'll talk through at least. Meanwhile, a mahalak that they had in to understand the Ramban. So the Ramban is two mahalakim in the sugya, right? The first mahalak in the Ramban, what's the subject of your pagin and diburi? Is the pagin and diburi the dibur b'fan anechta b'fan anechta? That's the nidoin. Can you split the b'fan anechta b'fan anechta by kol nechosai? Or the Ramban is another mahalak that maybe the dibur b'fan anechta b'fan anechta, we don't need to split. It's a gili milsa ba'alma, the Ramban calls it. It doesn't need a paginon. It's just a gili milsa. Not clear what those words even mean. It's a gili milsa, therefore it doesn't need palginon. There's no machlekes about it, but it's not getting very not clear what that is. Maybe it means like erechel bisurim. Remember the Ritva and Dafe is chenidon. The fun and echel is like erechel bisurim, or it's like edison based. Maybe it means it's like erechel bisurim. So maybe by erechel bisurim, there's no problem in Shabbat, and it's also about the kula. You don't need to come out to palginon. I know, very cryptic that line in the Ramban. Loyal zanu donim. The second mahalach in the Ramban is that we don't need palgino to split up the farinechta farinechtam. The farinechta farinechtam is a gili milsa ba'alma, whatever that means. The need in matter is the star itself. Can you split up the star? Because half the star is mekuyim, half the star is not mekuyim. Can you have a star can't be chetzi mekuyim and chetzi she'enim mekuyim unless we can split the star and look at it as two stars? And that's the need of your palgino dibur. And the Ramban speaks out, if you learn like the first mahalach, that the nidin is, can we split the edus of b'fanei nechtav? So it's a nidin of palginon in edus, and it's similar to the din of palginon that we have in other sugyas and shas. Everywhere else in shas, when we have palginon, the nidin is, can you split the edus in half? So here also, the nidin is, can you split the edus in half? On the other hand, if the second malach, says the Ramban, the nidin here is not splitting the edus of b'fanei nechtav, the nidin is splitting the shtar. So different nidin. Ramban says, a chizik to the second malach, that this is according to it, because he says, you don't find that Agamar mentions anything about the other paginos. So why doesn't Agamar mention Rava, Pliny, Yarmani, Litsoini, Pliny, Baalishti? How come that doesn't make an appearance in Agamar? Says the Ramban, you see that Agamar is not busy with the Pagino of Edus. Pagino of Edus here is a non-issue. Is a gili milsa ba'alma. It's a non-issue. The issue, it's a different issue entirely. Can you split a star in half? Says the Ramban, not Kamino Dino, because what would be in a case where somebody comes with a get and says Fale Nechta, Fale Nechta, and the get also has Nechosim. The get also has Nechosim. So we need to say Pagino. If point to the first one, point to the second Malach. Well, sorry, he's just the Kamino Dino. If somebody came with if a car brought a get, now it can't be a get of an Eved because an Eved doesn't have any koivim. So we'll set it up a get of an Isha. A car brought a get Isha, and in the get it also said Nechasim. So he's giving her the Gerishin and the Nechasim. And he's a Karav, so he can't be made on the Nechasim. He can't be made on the Nechasim. And he can only be made on the get. And by a Karav, the Ramban has a Yisoyim. The Mokka is arriving that by Kroivim, you don't say Pagin and Dibur. Rather, Eidah Shabbatim, it's also about the Kul. So he says it'll depend on these two Mahalach. If you learn like the first Mahalach, that we need to split up the Dibur B'fanei Nechtav. So, and that's why we need Pagin to split up the Dibur B'fanei Nechtav, the Eidah B'fanei Nechtav. So by Kroivim, you don't say Pagin and Faked, Eidah Shabbatim, it's also about the Kul. Mashaykh, and according to the second Mahalach, the Eidus of B'fanei Nechtav is a gili milsa ba'alma. That doesn't need a special paginon. That even a karav could say B'fanei Nechtav whatever he says, and whatever he doesn't say, whatever he can't say it. It doesn't need whatever. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the words gili milsa ba'alma is supposed to mean, but the Eidus of B'fanei Nechtav is not a problem. We don't need any special firepower to split up the dibur B'fanei Nechtav. The thing is, to split up the star, half is mekuyim and half is not mekuyim. So this is a star that's chesi mekuyim, chesi shein and mekuyim, no problem. The star we can split up because that's our sugyus in the pagin and dibur. So that's the nafkamina halacha, says the Ramban, between the two ma'alch. So I had a kasha. That's where we left off yesterday. I had a kasha. Because let's go now in the first, let's walk through the first Mahalach in the Gemara. The first Mahalach in the Ramban is we need to split the Bufan and Nech, Bufan and Nech. And that's a meaning of Pagini Dibur. And Rava says we can. And Abai says we can't. So Luchara, Rava holds Pagini Dibur. The Ramban speaks out. Rava is Shitosli everywhere. Rava is the one who says Pagini Dibur. And apparently Abai doesn't hold from Pagini Dibur. So we can't split up the Bufan and Nech, Bufan and Nech. Nonetheless, it's Mu'ur in the Gemara that the Machlekes Abai and Rav is only by Kol Nechasai. By Atzma Kol Nechasai, Abai agrees that we can that it's not a problem. Nechasim Atzma Kol Nechasim Lekona. Surprise! How come over there we're able to split up the Pagin and Nechta? Bishlam according to Rav is Pagin and Dibur, but Abai doesn't hold from Pagin and Dibur. So how come by Atzma Kol Nechasai we're able to split up the Pagin and Nechta? So Al Korcha Chata Eimer that by Atzma Kol Nechasai the Etzim is two stars. Doesn't need a, and since it's be'etzem two stars, so it becomes like two b'fana nechtavs. You don't need pagin and dibur for that. When you say b'fana nechtav and different stars, it's like bringing a whole bunch of gittin and saying b'fana nechtavu, b'fana nechtavu. That doesn't need a pagin, and even a bai would agree that that's not a problem. Even if you're a car to whatever, it's not a problem. There's no problem there in splitting it up. You don't need to come out to a pagin because it's be'etzem different b'fanas. So if that's the case, I asked. By a get that says nechasim, that's not a kol nechasim, that's atzmecha nechasim, because there's no way to be kol the lashon of gerishin with the lashon of nechasim, atnes nechasim in one dibur. So alkochach it's atzmecha nechasim. Atzmecha nechasim is be'etzim tu b'fanei nechtavs. If it's be'etzim tu b'fanei nechtavs, so who cares if it's a karav? Why should you say over your edus shabbat mitzvah shabbat lekula? It's not one edus, it's different edus. Different edus, what's the problem? For this edus is a karav, for this edus is not a karav. There's nothing to look with Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, Shabbat Lekula. That was the kasha I left off with on in the Ramban. So I want to say today a mahalach. The Ramban says also at the beginning that the case over here of the Fanei Nechtav, the case of the Machalik is Abaye and Rava, Rava says, we say Pagin and Dibura, the Ramban says it has to be a case of trade gufin, because the Gemara says in Yishnah Chlit that by chad gufa it's not so possible that we say b'fana mechlekes a very nevuzir. If you could say b'fana nechta by chad gufa, the one over there asks, but didn't Rava say pagin dibur? So listen, no, Rava's talking about trade gufin. The Rava that we know that he says pagin dibur, that's by trade gufin. But by chad gufa, there's a mechlekes if we can extend b'fana nechta to chad gufa. So here we have a Beferish Gemara, Rava says Pagin and Dibura. If it's Chad Gufa, then we would have a Beferish Rava that by Chad Gufa we say Pagin. But Gemara Yesh Leichlin says that Rava is only by Trey Gufa, not by Chad Gufa. Al Kochach, this must be a case of Trey Gufa. Says the Ramban, yeah, this is Trey Gufa. Atzmecha Nechasai is Trey Gufa, because there's the Atzmecha and there's Nechasai. So you're made an Evan, it's Atzmecha Nechasai, it's Trey Gufa. Since it's Trey Gufa, so that's why Rava is able to say Pagin and Dibura. Had it been Chad Gufa, then maybe we wouldn't be able to say chadet. Maybe we wouldn't be able to say pagin and dibur. Why is it trei gufin? What's he being made on? He's being made on the star. And it's the star that was written b'fanav of and was written was nechna b'fanav. The edus is on the star. Both parts of the edus, the whole day, the atzmacha, the nechasai. He's not being made on the shichur direct. He's not being made on the matnas nechasim direct. If the aid would be coming to say edus directly. That there was a shichur over here, he would be eight on the shichur, and he would be eight on the nechasim. That would be trei gufin. But his eidus is on the star. The shliach says this is b'fanei nechtav. He's coming to be mekayim the star. So why is it chad gufin? Why is it trei gufin? It's one star. So how is that with trei gufin? So chayra, a kochuk you have to say. That even in the first lashon, we split up the star. It's not one star. Atzmecha nechasai is not one star, it's two stars. And that's why it's trei gufin. Just like the Ramban says in the second lashon, that in the second lashon, that's what pagin means, that we split up the star. So the first lashon holds, but that's it, we split up the star. The first lashon also holds that if we split up the star. If we can't split up the star, there's going to be chad gufin. Al kochach, kol nechasai, it's two stars. And since it's two stars, so it's trei gufin. Because it's trei gufin, that's why we can say pagin and dibur. Because in trei gufin, we say pagin and dibur. That I think is a double push. But if that's the case, so that maybe opens up a new door to say that the machlokes Abaye and Rava is not, do we say Pagin Dibur in an Eidos? Our Rava holds we can split an Eidos, and Abaye says we can't split an Eidos. Lo'olam, maybe now we could say that Abaye and Rava both agree that there's a din of Pagin Dibur, that you can split an Eidos in half. The Ramban never said, if you look in the Ramban never says that Abaye doesn't hold from Pagin Dibur. He says, Rava's Lishitosu, we say Pagin Dibur. But could very well be Abaye also agrees that we say Pagin Dibur. You can split an Eidos. But when can you split an Eidos? By Chay Gufe. By Chad Gufe, you can't split an Eidos. That's the Gemara in the Yesh Lechem. So maybe we can now say there's a mokum loymar that the machlekes Abaye and Rava is not in the din of Palginon. Everybody agrees it's the din of Palginon. The machlekes Abaye and Rava is this a case of chad gufa trey gufa? Rava says it's a case of trey gufa because kol nechasai is two stars. You split the star. So now it's trey gufa, and if it's trey gufa, you can split it upon a nechta, upon a nechta. And Abaye holds you can't split the star. And if you can't split the star, then it becomes chad gufa, and chad gufa is no Palginon dibur. And the emes is l'chara. There's a riot to this because the Gemara wants to be told the machlekes Abaye and Rava in the issue of Ramei and Reb Shimon. But Ramei and Reb Shimon, what's the issue between Ramei and Reb Shimon? Between the machlekes of Ramei and Reb Shimon is nothing to do with splitting an eidos. The machlekes of Ramei and Reb Shimon is if you could split a star. You have a star and it says kol nechasai. And you're machna the eved kol nechasai. But you're Mashiach Karka Kosu, and the Dibur of the Nechasim is Batul. Can you still go ahead with the Dibur of the Shichur? Can you separate the Shichur, the Star of the Shichur from the Star of the Nechasim? It's a need of splitting a Star. And the Gemara says that the Machalikas Abaye and Rava is that Rava is like a Shimon. He says, no, the Rava is like a Meir. It's the whole sugya. The Gemara connects the Machalikas Abaye and Rava to Machalikas Abaye and Reb Shimon. Point to the first Mahalach in the Ramban. What is the Machalikas Abaye and Reb Shimon, which is about splitting a Star, have to do with the machlokes bin Abaye and Rava, which is about splitting an eidos? Yeah, so it's not muchel. It's not the most terrible kash in the world. Yochalanu loymar that the Gemara means al derech dimyan. If you can split a star, you can split an eidos. If you can split an eidos, you can split a star. But maybe it's a mokum to say, bidreinu, it's much more geschmack that the machlokes Abaye and Rava is not about splitting eidos. Abaye also agrees you can split an eidos. Pagin and dibur. Abaye also agrees to pagin and dibur. The machlekes is, but you can only split an eidos when the eidos is on a chad gufa, on a trey gufa rather. When you have an eidos on a trey gufa, so you can believe the eidos on the boil and not believe it on the isha. Believe it on the boil, not believe it on the nivel. But when it's chad gufa, then we don't say pagin dibur. The machlekes Abaye and Rava is how to look at this. Is this case of kol nechasai, is it one star or is it two stars? And that's totally no meir nevshim. But I think that the machlekes Abaye and Rava is not a machlekes in Pagin and Dibur. Everybody agrees Pagin and Dibur. It's a machlekes if you split a star. It's one star too. I still ask me, so isn't that the second mahalach? That's the second mahalach of the machlekes Abaye and Rava is if it's one star too. So I'm trying to make that into the first mahalach and the Ramban. So then what's the difference between the first mahalach and the Ramban and the second mahalach and the Ramban? The difference is this. The second Mahalach HaNarban holds that the issue between Abaye and Rava has nothing to do with Eidos B'Fanei Nechtav. B'Fanei Nechtav is a Gilui Mosabalma. I don't need to split the B'Fanei Nechtav. The issue is only in the Shtar, because the second Mahalach HaNarban is Mechadish Yisoyim, that a Shtar can't be half Mekuyim. It can't be Mekuyim Lagabi the Shichur and not be Mekuyim Lagabi the Nechasim. So therefore, it goes direct. There's no extra step. If it's to one star, then it can't be half Mekuyim and half not Mekuyim. If it's two stars, then one star is Mekuyim and one star is not Mekuyim. And that's the issue between Abaye and Rava. Is it one star or two? With nothing further. The first Mahalach Ramban doesn't have this yisoy that a star can't be half Mekuyim and half not Mekuyim. The first Mahalach Ramban, that's that the Ramban is Mechadish in the second Mahalach. The first Mahalach Ramban holds The first Malach in the Rabban holds that there's no problem with the Shtar being half Mekuyim and half not Mekuyim. What's the problem? It has the key in that it needs for the Efer. It's a good enough key for a Shechur. It's not a good enough key for Nechassim. That never bothered. Even if it's one Shtar, it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me that it's, if it's half Mekuyim and half not Mekuyim. So Mimela, so the first Malach in the Rabban goes that you have to add an extra step. That if it's two Shtaras, like Rav Shimon, then it's two stars. The Nechassim is one star, and the Eved is another star. Then it's Trey Gufe, and then you and Befani Nechta is a real Eidos, not a Gili Milsabal. It's a real Eidos, and in a real Eidos, there's an issue. You have to come out to Pagginon. He's a Karev for one Eidos. One Eidos is a Baldin, for the other Eidos is not a Baldin. When he says Befani Nechta, but the Nechassim is a Baldin, and the Atzma is on the Shichur is not a Baldin. The Eved, I mean, he's a Baldin. We don't care. He's a Baldin for the Shichur. But for the Nechassim, he's a Baldin. So we need to say Palginon. And you can only say Palginon and Chad Gufa. You can't say in Trey Gufa. You can't say Palginon and Chad Gufa in Chad Gufa. So that's how it connects to Machlokes Yemei and Reb Shimon. But you have to add this intermediate step. That according, if it's two stars, then it's Trey Gufa. Then you can say before, then you can say Palginon and Bifonik Nechta. If it's one star, then it's Chad Gufa. Then you can't say Palginon and Dibur in the Bifonik Nechta. And that's the Machlokes Bina Bayan Rav. Now, it comes out of this Mahalach. It's a machlokes reading the Ramban, but it comes out the way I want to read the Ramban, that the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon is not that great. The first lashon also learns that the fundamental machlokes in the sugya, machlokes in Abayin Rava, is the same machlokes you have in your main Reb Shimon. Is it one star or two? And that's the heart of the passage in the sugya, because the Gemara is medamet the main Reb Shimon. The main Reb Shimon not talking about chagim of edus. It's not needed there in edus. Everybody's kashul edus for everything. There's no issue that the edim can't be made and one not on the other. The issue is in the deeper of the star that it says that he took away the nechassim. He was mevatel the nechassim. There's a suffix in the nechassim. So the part of the nechassim is no good. The part about the shichur is good. And can you split the star in half? Is it one star or two stars? And the gemara is medamet to the issue of the abayin rov. So I want to say both according to all the shaynus in mind, the fundamental issue in the sugi is not whether or not they say pagin in dibur edus. The fundamental issue in the sugi is is it one star or two? The difference between the first Mahalach and the second Mahalach is that the first Mahalach has to have more pieces of machinery, because the first Mahalach doesn't have this notion that an Eidos that can only be, if it's not, it has to be Mekuyim. You can't be Mekuyim. An Ashtar can't be, the first Mahalach in the Ramban doesn't have this extra notion that, doesn't have this notion that Ashtar can't be Chatzi Mekuyim. Why not? The Ashtar is, as far as it goes, it's Mekuyim. It's Mekuyim for the things that it's Mekuyim, it's Mekuyim. For the things that it's not Mekuyim, it's not Mekuyim. The first Rabban didn't have this hang up that a star can't be chatzim akuyim. So who cares? So then, why does it matter? By kol nechasse knuyim loch, he wasn't mashai or anything. The case of Abayin Rava, he said kol nechasse knuyim loch, it's a good deeper. He'll get everything. He'll get the nechasim, get the evit. Who cares if it's one star or two? So the first Malach has to say, yeah, the difference is because if it's one star, then it's chad gufa, then how are you going to split the b'fanei nechta? He's a baldin in the b'fanei nechta. And the Nechassim is a Baldin. And Eidus, a Baldin is possible. You have to split the Befani Nechtav. You can only split the Befani Nechtav if the Teichin of the Eidus, if the object of the Eidus is Trey Gufi. If it's Chad Gufi, you can't say Pagin. You can't split the Befani Nechtav. And that's the Machlek, it's been a Bahayin Rav. Whereas the second Mahalach says, no, Befani Nechtav is a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. We don't have there's no need of splitting the Befani Nechtav. Befani Nechtav doesn't have any Eidus that it should have a possibility of Eidus Shabbatim. It's also Batakum. Befani Nechtav is a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. You don't need any extra, you don't have to saw the Eidus of the Befani Nechtav in half. Anyway, we don't need to plug in. The only issue is it one star or two, and it's nothing to do. That's also why the Ramban says, according to the first Mahalach, our Gemara has to do with plug in, because it's with the plug in of Sugis elsewhere, with the plug in of Kol HaShas. Because in our Gemara, you have to invoke the plug in of Kol HaShas Kula. You have to invoke the plug in to split the Eidus of the Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav. Whereas the second Malach of the Rabban is, we don't have to split any Eidus. Plenty of Eidus is a Gili Milsa Be'alma. The Nidin is only on the star. Is it one star or two? And what do I care if it's one star or two? Because the Rabban, the second Malach is Mechadish. Because the star can't be Chetzi Mekuyim, Chetzi Sheinu Mekuyim. And I have Kidmus Raya to this Yisrael. Because B'Sai Chedvarim, the Rabban says, I told the Rabban, that he prefers the second shot. That we're not coming to split the Befani Nechtav, it's only Gili Milsa Be'alma. And the reason why he prefers the second shot is he says because the Gemara over here doesn't mention anything about the about Rava elsewhere, about Pliny Ravani Litzoni and Pliny Baalishti. The Gemara doesn't make the point that Rava over here is Lishitosa. How come our Gemara doesn't make any mention of the fact that Rava elsewhere also said the Din of Pagina Dibur? Saraya, that Agamara, we're not in Agamara, has nothing to do with the Pagini Dibur of Rava elsewhere, because Rava elsewhere was talking about splitting an Eidos, and over here we don't have to split the Eidos because the Father Nechtev is the Gili Milsa Ba'alma, and said different even altogether. So I have a deal. How come the Raman only focused on the fact that Agamara doesn't mention the other Gemaras? How come he doesn't point out that the other Gemaras don't mention Agamara? And then that would be a bigger deal. Because the fact that Agamara doesn't mention that Rava is Lashitasa, because Rava elsewhere also said Pagin and Dibura. Okay, that's it's all right. Rava, the Gemara should have pointed out that Rava is Lashitasa. The astronomy deal. How come the Gemara elsewhere, when Rava said Pagin and Dibura, how come also Rava said Pagin and Dibura, the Gemara didn't ask him that from the fact that the halacha is like of Shimon? And I'm sorry, the halacha is like a mayor. Afal pi shekilei sebiyesi is divrei of Shimon. Halacha kira mayor. Agamar says Rava said he saw the pagini dibura, and they were asked on Rava. How can you say pagini dibura? Isn't the halacha like a mayor? And we have a tanner, a mayor, who says we don't say pagini dibura. And Gemara has to answer, no, it's a different reason because lav kuvs gitu ravashi. How come all the other sugyas of pagini dibura? Rava said plenty ba lishti. Who v'achem estar from lori? Plenty of Ravan and Tzayin, who v'achem would stop in the Harlech? Why didn't Gemara asking him, Rabbi, how could you say that? Afal pi shekilos Rabbi Yosi l'dibur of Shimon, but the halacha is like a mayor. You see, we don't say Pagin and Dibur. That deed the Ramban doesn't make. He only makes the deed that Hagam Agamar didn't mention the other Gemaras of Paginim. Gemara should have pointed out, interesting thing, I'll tell you what Shekavi a deal. You should know that Rava is Lashitasa. Okay, it's a deal. Gemara should have mentioned that Rava should have mentioned by us that Rava is Lashitasa. But the Chayit is a much stronger deal that the Gemara in the other places should have asked on Rava. Rava, how could you say it? It's against her mayor. The Gemara should have had to answer, Lav Kuzgitu. Well, that doesn't appear in the other Gemaras. That's a big chizuk to this. That's a big riot to the second Malach of the Ramban. That Agamara is not the Pagin and Dibur of Eidos. There's nothing to do with the Pagin and Dibur of Eidos. Agamara is a Gemara about splitting a star, and splitting a star, whether or not you can split a star, has nothing to do with whether or not you can split Eidos. I would have thought that should be the deal that the second Russian is right. But that deal the Ramban doesn't mention. He has this other lesser deal that Agamara doesn't point out there always a Shitosa. The Fila Mahalach I want to suggest is Gevaldik. Because the first Mahalach around also learns splitting a star has nothing to do with splitting an Eidos. It's two different, just like the second Mahalach is splitting the Nidin whether you can split a star has nothing to do with the Nidin whether you can split an Eidos. And the Gemara elsewhere is busy with whether or not you can split an Eidos. And that has nothing to do with Remei and Abshimid. Remei and Abshimid are arguing about whether it's one star or two stars. The Korbu Zelza. Agamar is not a machlokes about Pagin and Dibura. Agamar, the first Mahalach Nerban, Agamar, everybody holds from Pagin and Dibura. Rava, Abai, they all hold from Pagin and Dibura. Loi bezeh adonim. The need in Agamar is it chad gufa or trey gufa? Because we know that you can only say Pagin and chad gufa, trey gufa. You can't say Pagin and chad gufa. Is the star chad gufa, trey gufa? That's totally whether or not you can split a star. So Mela, sorry, Shmuel. The Gemara elsewhere, there's no reason for the Gemara elsewhere, which is not talking about splitting a star. The Gemara elsewhere is not talking about whether it's one star or two. The Gemara elsewhere is dying, is there Pagin and Dibur and Eidos? So what does that do with Remain and Shimon? Remain and Shimon are not talking about splitting an Eidos. They're talking about whether a star where the Dibur of the Nechosim is a suffix and the Dibur and therefore it doesn't go through and the Dibur, can you split the stars in one star or two stars? It doesn't do Pagin and Dibur. So the Gemara elsewhere has no reason to talk about Remain and Shimon. The whole deal of the Ravan is only a much lesser, a minor deal. That the Maisa, according to the first Mahalach and the Ramban, we are talking over here about splitting the Dibur of we do have to split the Dibur of Bapani Nechta. Because it's Trey Gufi, Rav holds it's Trey Gufi, we're splitting the Dibur of Bapani Nechta. And we know that's a Chiddush, that you could say Pagin Dibur, Pagin Dibur is a Zog. The Gemara should point out that Pagin Dibur is Rav Lashitasi, the Rav elsewhere also said this, he saw the Pagin Dibur. So Gemara doesn't mention it. You see that Agamar is not really busy with splitting the Eidos of upon a nechta because it's a gili milsa b'alma and different issue entirely. Can ishtar b'chatzim mekuyim, chatzim shenim mekuyim. So now, so let's make a seder. Let's make a seder now. What are we mechadish now in the first Malach and Erma? Different understanding of the first Malach and Erma. Ilmali dvareimil, if not for this, everything I'm saying, the Pashup Shat Nerman is that the Erman is learning, according to the first Lashon, the first Malach and Erma, the machaikis Abai in Rava is a machaikis in Paginon. Can you say Paginon and split before an echtel, before an echtel? What in the world does that have to do with Ramey and Reb Shimon? Ramey and Shimon are not talking about splitting an edis, they're talking about splitting a star. We'll have to say that was pushed to the Gemara, that splitting a star and splitting an edis are totally zebizi. Even though the second Malach Nerman doesn't think that way, the second Malach Nerman thinks that splitting a star has nothing to do with splitting an edis. That's why the second Malach Nerman says, Asug has nothing to do with Pagin Dibur, Kola Shaskulu. But the first Malach Nerman, that Rabbi and Rava arguing about splitting an edus, we'll have to say that the Gemara held Bederech Dimyon. If you can split an edus, you can split a star, and if you can split a star, you can split an edus. And that's why the Gemara thinks that Rabbi and Rava is totally in a man of Shim. That's the push of the Malach and Rabban. And the Felix Malach and the Chaykis of Rabbi and Rava is whether or not you say Pagin and Dibur. And Rabbi holds you don't say Pagin and Dibur, like Rabbi Yosef and Sanhedrin. There are people in the world who don't hold from Pagin and Dibur. So Rabbi doesn't hold from Pagin and Dibur. That's the straightforward understanding of the Rambam. I'm asking, besides our original question, which we'll kind of come back to, but Lefiza, I'm pointing out that first of all, the Gemara's dimion to Ramei and Nibshimen requires a certain amount of stretch, splitting an edus and splitting a star. And secondly, I'm asking that when the Ramban rejects the first Mahalach, but he rejects it on the grounds, the minor grounds, that Agamar didn't point out that Rabbah's Lashitosa. How come he didn't reject it on the more major grounds that everywhere else in the Gemara where Rava says it's in a Pagin Dibur, the Gemara never asks on him that it's against, it's like Reb Shimon against Ramea from Panoim. So therefore, I'm suggesting a new Mahalch that the Machalkis of Mayan Rava is not whether or not you say Pagin Dibur. Everybody over here agrees that we say Pagin Dibur. Pagin Dibur and Agamar is a given. The first Mahalch, it's a given. It's not irrelevant to the sugi. You need to say pagina to split the pepara nechta, but it's a given. Loi bezen nechta kolabai and rova. The machlekes of ayinova is about something else. You could only say paginon if it's tregufe, if it's two stars. So if it's two stars, you could say we'll be makabulaitis lagabi one star, we won't be makabulaitis lagabi the other star. But if it's chadgufe, if it's one star, then you can't split pepara nechta because that's the gemara nishloichlam that Ramban began with. That by Chad Gatz Erman prefaces that Agamar is Treguf and not Chad Gufu. The Rava thinks that the star is Treguf and not Chad Gufu. So I want to say that's the whole Sugya. The whole meaning of the Sugya, that Nakuda that Rabban begins with. That Rava here says Pagina Dibur because the star is Tregufe. Because the star is Tregufe, that's in Rava. Rava holds the star straight gufi, therefore say paginon, and that's the nekudas samachlein because that's what Abai disagrees with. Abai disagrees, and he says the star is chad gufi. If it's chad gufi, you can't say paginon, and that's the whole rest of the sugi. The whole rest of the sugi is the gemara is being done. Is the star chad gufi trei gufi, and that's the dimit term. Mayor Reb Shimon, Jonathan.
Lefi this, when the Rabban speaks out, he says umishum hachim edamulah leshir karka kol shehu. Layatza ben Chorin, the Ramban only speaks that out in the second Mahalach that he gives. But if he this, that dimin is
very good. He caught that. The Ramban himself, when he speaks out the second lesson, so he says that's why the Gemara is medamet to Ramban Reb Shimon. So it sounds like the Ramban, not like I'm saying, it sounds like in the Ramban that he's saying if he the second Mahalach, that's the dimin to Ramban Reb Shimon. Is it one star, two stars? Whereas the first lesson of the Ramban, the dimin that's not the dimin to Ramban Reb Shimon. What I want to say, that's still the dimin. Even according to the first lashon, that was the dimin to Ramei and Reb Shimon. Yeah, so you're right. So we'll have to say the Ramban means that the first lashon, the dimin to Ramei and Reb Shimon is more direct, because if it's the whole midin is one star, then because you don't have to add the extra issue of the Bafan and Echtav and the Paginon. So it's more simple. The issue is a star can't be, that's a given. The star can't be half mukuyim and half not mukuyim. So is it Abayin or Rabban are being done? Is it one star or two? Because the star can't be half mukuyim, and that's more diamond to the issue of Ramei and Reb Shimon, where the issue is can the star be botel gabi lechosim and good gabi asma. Whereas lefi the first mahalach, the demon to Ramei and Shimon is less direct. Yes, it's a nidun. Is it one star or two? But just to precipitate that it should be a chatrei gufa that we should be able to say b'vana nechta. Yeah, I'm asking that it was that one line in the Ramban. I'm going to have to put a little more freight on it. It's going to have to bear a little bit more freight than the simple meaning. Yeah. On the other hand, in my defense, I would say that, well, Nechrami, that's maybe we're going to have to say that's what he means. It doesn't mean that the dimin that's not the dimin according to the first lashon, but according to the first lashon, it's more complicated than, whereas like this is much more straightforward. The two issues are mamish the same issue. The shtar is half bottle and half good, and because if it's not mekuyim, is nothing. A shtar is mekuyim is something. A shtar where you don't get the nechassim is nothing, where you do get the shikhar is something. So it's one nidoin. Ramei and Reb Shimon and Rabbi and Rava, can the shtar be half functioning and half not functioning, half mekuyim and half not mekuyim, half that you get what the shtar says you're supposed to get, and half that you don't get what the shtar says you're supposed to get. So it's much more direct. Whereas the way I want to learn the issue is more Aramaic and Shimon are arguing if it's one shtar or two. I mean, the Aramaic and Shimon are arguing if the shtar could be half bottle and half not bottle. But that's totally b'mamakim and the issue whether it's one shtar or two. And maybe because I may make a statement better. The lashon is at one shtar or two. That's my lashon. That's not the lashon of the Ramban. The second lashon, you don't even need to say those words. You could just say, the machlekes Ramei and Shimon is, can a shtar be half functional? Can I use a shtar that's half broken and half not broken? So that's the machlekes, whether a shtar can be chatzi mekuyim and chatzi sheinu mekuyim. I don't even have to add the lumdus if it's one star or two stars. Whereas in the first lashon, we have to add a psa havona, that the issue of a shtar that's half broken and half not broken is it one star or two? And that's gufa, that's an issue, is it chad gufa, trade gufa? And that reflects on whether you can say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam, because you can only say b'fana nechta, you can only say paginon, in trade gufa and chad gufa. So it's much less, you have to add more lumdus steps. Whereas the second ma'alach and Ramban, it's ma'amish one need and a shtar that's half functional and half not functional. You're going to get the atzma. It's ma'amish, you don't even need any lumdus at all. You're going to, in the case of Ramei and Reb Shimon, the issue is, you're not going to get the nechosim. Can you still get the shichra? Well, that's mamish the issue by Abaye and Rava. You're not going to get the nechosim because not mekuyim. But you're going to get that. But you want to get the shichra. Can you get the shichra if you're not going to get the nechosim? The lashon of the Ramban really was. Also, we've been using lashonis as a one star too. Can a shtar be half mekuyim and not a half not a half not mekuyim? Those are all our lashonis. Those are not the lashonis of the Ramban. The lashon of the Ramban is, can you be oisim maisa in half of a shtar? A shtar that you're not oisim maisa in half. Ramban in the second half. A shtar that you're not oisim maisa al kulo, it could be oisim maisa al mitzosan. Because you don't have to add so much lumbus in the second halach. Like, is it deep havana? Is it one star, two stars? We can, it's maybe that's not even the lumbus. A shtar that you're oisim maisa with half of it, can you be oisim maisa with the rest of it? And that's the new thermain of Shimon. You're not going to be oisim maisa in a chosim, but you want to be oisim maisa in the shifra. And that's the issue between Abaye and Rav also. You're not going to be oisim maisa in the nechosim, because it lacks a kiyum, but you want to be oisim maisa in the shichur. So that's why in the second malach, it's talking much more. That's what Ramban thinks in the second malach is easier. The haino the dimin term of Shimon, but in the first malach it also has to have a malach the dimin term of Shimon. So if you say that works out better. Lefize also there's a rebach that we understand now why according to the first malach that the nidin is splitting the b'fanei nechtav. Abaye and Rava arguing, can you split the b'fanei nechtav? So how come they only argue by kol nechase? How come by atzma kol nechase Abaye's meida? After all, we're not splitting the shtar, we're splitting the b'fanei nechtav. You said b'fanei nechtav. If the nidin is just like the first malach and Ramban, palgin and dibur in the b'fanei nechtav, but Abaye and Rava only argued by atzma by kol nechase. By atzma kol nechase, that was the b'risa. Abaye agrees that by atzma kol nechase, we can split the b'fanei nechtav. So what's the difference? Yeah, so at the beginning of the sugya, we said, we'll have to say that when by atzma kol nechase, since it's definitely two stars, so it becomes like two b'fanei nechtavs. It's like saying b'fanei nichtavu, b'fanei nechtamu. And that doesn't require pagin and dibur. All right, that was a work, and could be it's a good work. But l'fi advar me'ela, the way I want to suggest now in the Ramban, you don't even need that. You don't need that. The reason why Abaye and Rava don't argue by atzma kol nechase is because atzma kol nechase, everybody agrees that it's trei gufei. And by trei gufei, Abaye agrees, they say pagin and dibur. The whole machlek is about Rav is not about paginon. They both agree to say paginon, but they both agree that it's only by trei gufa, not by chad gufa. And that's the nidon. Is trei gufa because it's two stars. Kol nechasa is chad gufa. By chad gufa, well, that depends. Is it chad gufa or not chad gufa? Rav says. Abai says it's chad gufa. I'm sorry, that's the issue. It's kol nechasa chad gufa trei gufa. Abai would say that's chad gufa. You can't say before a nechta, before a nechta. And Rava said, no, even kol nechasa is trei gufa. Like the Rabbi prefaced at the very beginning, that kol nechasa is also trei gufa. Why is kol nechasa trei gufa? Because of the diminutive, because of Rabbi Shimon and even Rabbi Meir is only kuskito, but really even Rabbi Meir is that we can split the star. If we split the star, it becomes trei gufa. Oh, if he's there, so now we go back to our original question. The Rabbi says a chiddush din. He says that if the curve were to get, and he wants to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam, so on the, and by a curve you don't say pagina dibur, that's the side of the Ravid, the Ramban, that by a curve you don't say b'fana nechta, faket oidish about the mitzvah, about the kula. So if a curve brings a get, and it says in the get also that he's giving her nechosim, so oidish about the mitzvah, about the kula, and the get is no, and the get's not makwil. There's no oidish about the b'fana nechta. So I ask, 1 second, but again, it's called, but a get that has nechasim is not kol nechasim, it's atzmacho nechasim. There's no way to give over the nechasim and the get with one lashon of kol nechasim. Al kochach, it's atzmech unechasim. Atzmech unechasim. Harei ha-megureshishli v'chol nechasim klimo. So by atzmacho nechasim, Abayin Rav don't argue. Apparently, because in atzmacho nechasim, it's two b'fanei nechtavs. And if it's two b'fanei nechtavs, it's two ideas altogether, so you don't need to come out to Paginon. Even Abai doesn't hold from Paginon, doesn't have a problem. No, so then why do you say, why should you say Eidish about the Mitzvah Sobat the Kul, even if he's a Karab? But if it's two ideas, what's the Eidish about the Mitzvah Sobat the Kul? The Terry says, it's talking not true. B'fanei nechtav is one b'fanei nechtav. When you have it, even if it's a get of Atzmach on a Chasai, it's one b'fanei nechtav. So why does Abai agree that it's kosher? Why does the Bryce say that it's kosher, even according to Abai? Because it's trei gufe, and by trei gufe, you say palgin and dibur. Because Abai also holds from palgin and dibur. And it's just he requires, it just has to be trei gufe. Atzmacha nechos is trei gufe. Kol nechos, Abai doesn't think it's trei gufe. But it still needs a palgin on. Because you're only saying one b'fanei nechtav. It might be two stars, but it's one b'fanei nechtav. The b'fanei nechtav needs to be split with the palgin on. Abai also agrees to that. He says, Abai agrees that this, Abai also agrees. Abai holds, he does, Abai doesn't argue on palgin and dibur. So there's a palgin and dibur. Since there's a trei gufa, there's a palgin and dibur. But you still need to come on to palgin and dibur. And by a carb, you don't say palgin and dibur. By a carb, forget, you say Eidish about the Mitzvah about the Kula. Mele says there are man. If a carb brings a get, it could be it's a get of Atzmach on the Chosai. If a carb brings a get of Atzmach on the Chosai, and he's a carb to the Nechosai, the Nechosim is a carb, so Eidish about the Mitzvah about the Kula, because it's one before a Nechta, before a Nechta of Shabbat the Mitzvah about the Kula. The whole kasha originally was because we were forced to say we didn't understand if Abai doesn't know from Paginon, why does he only argue by Kol Nechasai? He doesn't argue by Atzmach Nechasai. That forced us to say that when you have Atzmach Nechasai, the B'fanei Nechta becomes two B'fanei Nechta. B'fanei Nichtavu B'Nechtamu, and that doesn't need a Paginon. That's Be'etzim two Eiduyos. And then we had a problem. So what's the difference if it's a Karb? So Eidish Shabbatam Mitzasa, but it's Be'etzim two Eiduyos. But now we go back and say, you know, we made a wrong turn. Even when you say Atzmach Nechasai, it's one b'fanei nechtav. So if it's one b'fanei nechtav and Abai doesn't know from Paginon, so why does Abai agree that by Atzmach Nechasai, Atzmach Nechasai lekonon? The answer is because Paginon Dibur. Abai doesn't know from Paginon Dibur. Abai holds from Paginon Dibur. So if Abai holds from Paginon Dibur, so why does he argue by Kol Nechasai? Because Kol Nechasai, he thinks his trait is Chad Gufa, because he doesn't think he can split a star. And that's the Mechlegs, the main of Shiva. That's the time to remain of Shiva. Come on. Anyway, Storm Chadoshim. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. So I'm not sure now going forward. I'm not sure going forward if I want to talk about the Ramban, the last part of the Ramban with the Yerushalmi. And this is a very big mitzvah. There's a long Ramban in Makas Dav Zayin who talks about this Yerushalmi. And it's very, it's maybe we should do it. It's really a sadistic Ramban. It's the holy site of the Ravid. It's the holy site of the Ravid that by a carb you don't say Eidish about them, it's also about them. You don't say Fagino and Faket, you say Eidish about them, it's also about the Kula. And there's a lot here. Maybe Maybe we should do it. Maybe we should do it. I have to work it through myself also. But maybe it's an opportunity. Okay, you know what? Leave that there. I think that's what we're going to do. So the Maramakam, the primary Maramakam is the Ramban over here where he talks about the Rishami and the Rif. And there's Ramban in Makas Dav Zayin, a long Ramban in Makas Dav Zayin. But the sugi of, well, there's only one Ramban there, you'll see. It's a Ramban talks about this Yerushalmi with the Gemara about Edim were made on a loiva, but they were craving to the Arav. And maybe that's Gedaida, once we're here, maybe it's Gedaida to work it through. As perhaps happens from these Rambans. Yeah, okay. How many weeks till Pesach?
In two.
Well, let's see, we have Pesach next week. And after Pesach, how many weeks do we have? Anybody know? You know, Jonah sent me a maybe find out. Well, when is the last day of the...
Yeah, I can text Rabbi.
The last day of the semester. Try to figure out the schedule. Okay.
On the schedule, it looks like it's about 4 weeks until UTS finals.
UTS?
It's our finals. I think it's about 4 weeks until all, like our Bechina.
4 weeks from where? From when?
From post-Pesach.
4 weeks after Pesach. Oh, that's a while already. So we have a stretch. Okay. Very good. See you next week, Mitzvah Shem. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.